Get tuned into the Dave and Ness Show here on the number one station.
You're tuned in to the Dave and Ness Show only on XFM.
Yeah, welcome back with another session here on the Dave Nash Show. You're on Active FM, your number one station, your radio station that beats all the radio stations that you can find all over the world. Yeah, so this is DJ Nave. I know, I took that pause in between so you guys can get it into your system. You're like, okay, it's going down, another session, what are we gonna be talking about? Yeah, I know, sounded lyrical, you know, musical. Yeah, you name them all the calls. Yeah, so welcome on the Dave and Nash Show. Today we're going to be talking about something that's going to be interesting, and the topic is going to be very interesting. I know you are like already thinking, okay, what's the topic going to be, because you're expecting me to say the topic after saying the topic is going to be. I know. So this is DJ Nave. Welcome to the Dave and Nash Show. I am very, very, very grateful for the fact that you are tuned in and you're gonna be listening to this amazing track. Yeah, you know, everything on another level. I know, you see that, like, I'm already ahead, you know, I'm ahead with the tracks there and all the stuff. But yeah, this is where everything is hot, you know, music is hot on another level. You get amazing tracks, you get amazing content, you get amazing topics, amazing food, spiritual food, physical food, everything. By the time you finished, you already know, yeah, it's going down, it went down, and it was an amazing topic. Yeah, an amazing session that changed my life and it challenged me to change and all the stuff, which is amazing stuff. Yeah, so today we're gonna have an interesting session, and today's topic is DFHF. I know you're like thinking, what DFHF, what does that stand for? Come on, DJ Nave, how do you come with such? That topic already, it's interesting. So this is what it stands for. Do feelings have feelings? Or if you want to say, does feelings have feelings? But no, I'll keep it, do feelings have feelings? That is the topic, DFHF. Do feelings have feelings? So it's going to be an interesting topic, because when we go into it, that's where we now speak about feelings getting hurt, you know, and all those stuff. How do feelings get hurt? And you're like thinking, okay, feelings get hurt. Okay, yeah. I don't even want to spoil it for you. All I'm going to say is it's going to be an amazing session. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned in. And we're going to come back after the short break and give you the amazing news. So DFHF. Do feelings have feelings? Stay tuned in.
So hey guys, this is Sean from Hillsong Pretoria. You're listening to Active FM. And the Christ music is hot music. See you later, man.
Welcome back. Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. That was the third time. And yeah, I said it three times so that I can let you know that it was a short session, short break. Yeah, like I told you. Now you can say, I did not know. You know why? Because I told you, I don't give you false news. I give you the real stuff, the real deal, which is not fake. So you knew that it was going to be short. And going back to it again, today we are talking about DFHF. I know. Do feelings have feelings? Yeah. But before we get into it, you know how we do it. We actually deliver the real stuff. We give it to you, which is the news. Updates. Ha. I know you're like, okay, let's do this. Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, so we're gonna give you the news, and on the news update, the headlines, we actually have four headlines, but three main, and then one side, you know, just on the side there. It's also the main, but it's still on the side. So I decided to make it a main side main. Yeah, however you want to call it. So first up on the news is the Mumbai rains. In Mumbai, there have been rains that have been causing chaos, and at the moment they are. People died, yes, and yeah, it was interesting. So the Mumbai rains are actually causing a lot of chaos, and people are actually dying. We had recent deaths, and because of the rains, houses got destroyed. Trees were breaking, falling, and on top of houses, electrical stuff, yeah, just going down, and people actually got killed. So something that we actually think is so amazing in our mind is like, wow, ooh, this is so awesome. It can also be disruptive and yeah, cause chaos. So right there, the rain that we also think is so precious and we need it is killing people. So that is Mumbai there, right there. The Mumbai rains are killing people and breaking houses and homes. So it's going down. Second up on the headlines. So second is Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas are getting engaged next month. Uh-huh. Yep, next month. So you didn't know it, now you know it. They are getting engaged. And something that I want to say is we should actually keep them in our prayers, because you get people who get engaged and guess what? They don't get married because stuff happen, you know. Before the wedding day, things happen and all the stuff, and they get affected. Now with them, they're not engaged. They are getting engaged next month. So that is a very big reason for us to actually keep them in our prayers. And we hope every single thing in their life goes well and they get to know Jesus, which is the most important part of their lives. Because if they can get to know Jesus, I'm telling you, when they get married, whoa, it's going to be an awesome, amazing family focused on God. So right there, that is Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra. They're going to be getting married next month. Third up on the headlines of the news. Now, when I found out about this, I was like, what? Okay. How do you end up in a situation like this? So I hope you guys learn from what the third headline is all about. And I hope you guys don't end up like the third headline of the news. So third on the list is Mr. Vijay Malhotra. Yeah, yep, you heard it, Mr. Vijay Malhotra. Vijay Malhotra. So Mr. Vijay Malhotra offers to sell all his assets to repay bank loans. Yep, you heard it. Yep, you heard it right. So he's gonna be selling all of his assets to repay a bank loan. Not just a bank loan, bank loans. So he's in a position where he owes a lot of money and he can't repay the money except if he sells his assets. Now I'm like thinking, yo, okay, you like spend a lot of money, you spend all of this cash to get the assets. Now you can't repay back the money and you have to sell your assets to repay the bank loan. Now that is not a position for you to be in. That's a bad, very bad, bad, bad position to be in. Now, I hope you guys learn from that. I hope you guys don't ever end up in that situation, because I am never going to end up in that situation, because I've learned and I've seen. And yeah, so that is Mr. Vijay Malhotra. He is in a position where he needs to sell all of his assets in order for him to pay back the bank loans that he did. And then last up on the list, headlines, yeah, it is home. So in South Africa, Johannesburg, Gauteng, yeah, right here in Johannesburg. Guess what? We are experiencing interesting temperature. Yeah, it's hot, it's cold, it's chilling, it's freezing, it's, yo, it's everything. So that is us on this side. We got interesting weather, temperature, however you want to name it. Yeah, you know, some people have scientific names, you know, for even weather. I'm like, what? Okay, that's something I never knew. Now, where did that come from? Yeah, so we are experiencing different types of phases of the weather when we're not supposed to be experiencing it. So as this side, we're experiencing winter, summer, autumn, spring at the same time in one day. Imagine that. Who else is in a position where they're doing that, you know, they're experiencing it. Except in South Africa. Yeah. So that was the news update right there. I hope you guys got a lot of notes. I hope you guys made a lot of notes, especially the third headline, which was about the assets being sold and repaying the bank loans. I hope you guys don't end up in that position and you don't end up selling your assets in order for you to repay back cash that you actually, yeah, borrowed or loaned. So we're gonna come back after the short break and give you something that is amazing after the short session. So we're gonna have a short break and then come back and have a short session, and then we're gonna get into the interesting topic, which is DFHF. Don't worry, I'll let you know what it means. If you don't know what it means and you just tuned in now, I'm gonna let you know what it means in the next session, which is not the next session that's coming up. I'm talking about the first session of the topic, which is after the songs. So don't go anyway. We're gonna come back after this short break.
Get your tambourines out. Every knee, I surrender.
Get a blaze by Active Worship today. Contact us for more info on www.activefm.co.za.
Welcome back. Yeah, I told you it was going to be short. I told you that it's not going to be that long. Yeah, and you knew. In fact, I didn't even need to tell you because you know already. Oh, yeah. And yeah, for the new viewers, okay, you guys needed to know. So for the new listeners, I'm saying viewers. Yeah, which is basically the same thing. You have to view the channel in order for you to listen to the channel, because you cannot get the podcast and the download if you do not view it. So you gotta view Active FM in order for you to listen to Active FM. So you use your eyes, your ears, and your fingers. Yeah, so we're back for another short session. Yeah, and this session I'm actually just gonna say something small, you know, based on Christ music, which is hot music here on Active FM. So yeah, short session, you know, just informing you. Christ music is actually amazing songs, you know, it's amazing music and all the stuff. And reason being is because of the content of what you get from the music. Never mind the instrumentals. The instrumentals are amazing. They're like on another level. But now the content is what actually matters the most, because you ask yourself, what message is this rapper or singer exposing me to? What are they telling me? What are they telling me to do? You know, like, what is happening in this person's life that I can actually look and say, this person is doing that. They're not just saying do it. They are actually doing. So Christ music, I prefer Christ music because it actually uplifts you, you know, and when you listen to it, you don't come out of it depressed, you know, like, okay, listen to one song and then you come out of it depressed and all those stuff. No, you know, stuff like that happen when you listen to the worldly rappers, yeah, you know, like Eminem and all those other rappers, you know, like Kendrick, and yeah, you like get depressed right there because of the message. But with Christ music, it's different because you listen to KB, you listen to all of those people, and you're like, wow, I actually feel better. I actually do feel better. So Christ music is actually the best music that you can ever find under the planet, and I hope you guys don't go anywhere. We're gonna actually give you Christ music, which is hot music, alongside with Active Worship, which is an amazing band here at the Active Church. Yeah, so don't go anyway. Stay tuned in. When we come back, we're going to talk about DFHF. Yeah, which is what I'm going to reveal in the next session. Boom.
Love the just need a moment. I just need a minute to agree. We need some changes, changes. We know things sometimes don't go well or planned. Please understand, I wanna tell you how I feel. Just give me a moment, moment. I just need a moment to hold the future in my hands. Let go of things that harm me with my past. Don't feel alone, don't feel alone, don't feel alone. I just need a moment, I just need a minute to agree. We need some changes, changes. Cause God just give me the strength to do this on my own. I know I can, without you, I am hopeless. Your grace is everything, your grace is everything. You created me for so much more, Lord. You created me for so much more, Lord. Your grace is everything, your grace is everything. You created me for so much more. I adore you for the blessings you've given me. So to my friends and family, I pray life's for miracles and lessons. Because we created more than what the world wants us to believe. God gives us a dream. I sit here and sing about the truth. Yeah, I'm sitting here in the booth. Yeah, yeah. So put your hands up for the one that died on the cross. Put your hands up for him, for him. I just need a moment, I just need a minute to agree. We need some changes, changes. We know things sometimes don't go well or planned, planned. Please understand, I wanna tell you how I feel. Just give me a moment, moment. Your grace is everything, your grace is everything. You created me for so much more, Lord. So much more. Your grace is everything. Your grace is everything. Your grace is everything. Your grace is everything. You created me for so much more, Lord. You created me for so much more. Your grace is everything. Your grace is everything. I just need a moment, I just need a minute to agree. We need some changes, changes. We know things sometimes don't go well or planned, planned. Please understand, I wanna tell you how I feel. Just give me a moment, a moment.
You're tuned into Active FM.
Yeah, 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 welcome back, welcome back. I know those songs were amazing. Yeah, you are loving it, you're still loving it. And you're like, yeah, man, like I said, Christ music is hot music. You know why? Because of the message, because of the hearts behind that mic. I only thought of it now, I'm like, yeah, the hearts behind that mic, you know. Yeah, they're like filled with Christ. And guess what? They are releasing music which makes Christ music, and together, guess what? It is hot music. Yeah, so I hope you guys can still remember what the topic is, the topic that we're going to be dealing with. And if you can't remember, I am concerned. I am like really concerned. Why can you not remember the topic? So the question is, what is the topic? Can you please tell me what the topic is? I'm listening. I'm listening. You can comment your answer. Yeah. You can comment your answer, or you can send it on Facebook. I know, right? Plus, don't forget to subscribe, you know, on Iono. Concerning the Dave and their shows, and not just my shows, but every single show on Active FM, because we are family. Yeah, that's where the fam is. Yeah, Active FM. So today, for those who did not remember the topic, I am gonna show you flames. For those who remember the topic, good for you. You're awesome and amazing. We can do this together. Yeah, I know, right? I know, right? But yeah, like I said, For those of you who did not remember the topic, no man, I am concerned. I am like really concerned, because you're supposed to remember the topic. And for those who remember the topic, I am very proud of you guys. And you never know, you're gonna get a chocolate or something else, you know. I know the ladies like chocolate, but what do the guys like? Gonna get a gaming console, yeah, or a laptop. Gamers, you know, you never know. But this is a reminder of the topic. So today's topic is expectations. What are your expectations? Like I said, in life you have expectations. And when, yeah, I'm thinking of metronome. Yeah, but expectations, it's actually funny how they determine where your life is going to be. You know, a lot of expectations that you have in life will influence the type of decisions that you make. Connected, right? Yeah, I know. They're like really connected. Because if you expect to fail, guess what? You're going to fail, because your brain's going to be like, you're expecting to fail? Okay, let me make a plan on how to make you fail. And then guess what? You're always too lazy to study. You are expecting to fail. So guess what? The brain was expecting not to study. Which is interesting. Your brain is actually powerful. And it's like the most powerful equipment or element. Yes, element. I think element will do. But the most element that you have... Okay, not the most element. The most powerful element. Yeah. That other phrase is going into the David Nash dictionary. But your brain is actually the most powerful equipment or weapon. Yes, that is the perfect one. Weapon. Yeah. So your brain is the most powerful weapon that you have with you, which can get you anything that you want in life, can change people's lives, can change even your own life. You know, I once ran across a motivational speech, yeah, and one of those most motivational pika almost, yeah, yo, pika. Hey, you see, I just came from saying something else, like I told you, you're on the David Nash Show, instant jokes, instant rhymes, I almost said it. While I'm saying it, instant, ha! But there's instant jokes, instant rhymes, instant comedy, yeah. Here on the David Nash Show, you know, we deliver it all for free. All you need to do is give us your time and your ears, yeah. For this amount of time until the show is done. So, where was I? Okay, you guys, see what you guys did, audience. You see what you guys are doing, man. How can you do that? Get me off track here, get me off topic so that I can explain something else and then come back and then it's gone. Okay, but never mind that part. So, expectations, you know, it actually influences most of the stuff that you get out of your life. You know, most of the stuff that comes out of your life and the stuff that you do are influenced by, yeah, you know, your expectations. So, like I said, yeah. What are your expectations in life? That's the question. That is basically the number one question. Now, something that's interesting is, for someone to grow, you don't expect them to not grow. You're like, okay, I got a baby. This baby is growing. That's what you expect. Now, if a baby is not growing, there's a problem. That's why you're like, whoa. I know a few things or two, you know, yeah, about growth. And I know I should not be expecting the baby to grow, but the baby is supposed to grow naturally. So what is going on here? Why is this baby not growing? You know, that's what happens to you. You know, that is exactly what happens to you. Now, something as simple as growth, you actually expect it to happen automatically. Same thing with your different areas. The question is, what do you expect those different areas to reflect? Do you expect them to be awesome or do you expect them to suck? Think about it. I'm giving you time. Think about it. Yeah. Did you hear that? Not about it. About it. Ah! There's too much, man. Too much sauce, man. Too much sauce. Now, something that's interesting is I actually want to read, okay, not a verse, but it's more like four or more verses. So it's Mark chapter 4, verse 26 to 34. This is what it says. He also said, this is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground. And then verse 27. Night and day. Night and day. Whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. Now look at it there. Just take that passage right there. Growth, like I said, growth, you do not expect it to happen as a process, you know, like according to how you're expecting it. It happens. Even if you don't expect it to happen, it happens. And guess what's interesting? You don't know how it happens. You really don't know how it happens. So same thing with a lot of areas in your life. And we're going to tackle a couple of them, but not now. Going on, it says, this is verse 8. It says, all by itself, the soil produces grains, first the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it because the harvest has come. Again, he said, what shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Now, this is Jesus, ne? So don't forget, it's Jesus speaking here. Goes on to say, what parable shall we use to describe it? Now, he's speaking in parables for a reason right there. So I'm going to explain the reason why he's speaking in parable as time goes on. Verse 31, it says, it is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest seed you plant in the ground. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds of the air can perch on it. And with many similar parables, Jesus spoke the word to them. As much as they could understand, he did not say anything to them without using a parable. But when he was alone with his own disciple, he explained to them. Now, this is actually interesting. Expectations. Now, when Jesus was speaking here, he had expectations. He knew exactly what they're going through. He knew who's going to ask questions, who's going to do what, who's going to go where. He knew all of those stuff. And something that's interesting, he spoke in parables for a purpose. He spoke in parables. Why? Because he was expecting a specific response from the crowd. I know you are like thinking, were you about to say you was expecting a specific response? I almost said you was expecting a specific response, but I was able to, you know, counteract the situation and actually fix it. So expectations. Jesus actually expected the crowd to react in a way because he knew how they are. That is why he spoke in parables. Now, parables are meant to confuse us. I know, I gave you time to think and you're like, what? Okay. Dude, like, well, what are you talking about? Parables are made to confuse us. So, if I'm confused, then what can I do? How can I operate? Now, something that's interesting is, in order for you to be in a position where you're expecting something, guess what? You need to understand that thing. Yeah. I said it. You heard it right. You heard me right. In order for you to be in that position, you need to understand it. Now, looking at Jesus, at the end of it, it says he stayed with his disciples and explained to them. Now, what was he expecting? He was expecting the crowd to be lost and confused. Same thing with the disciples. But then he was also expecting his disciples to stay so that he can explain everything to them. Now, same thing with your life. You know, your life. Where are you expecting it to be? What are you expecting it to have? If I can put it that way. I mean, I'll take me, for example. So, I was in high school. And my desires were interesting, you know, they're like really interesting. And I was like, okay, yeah. So high school started the whole of my life, you know, like it started it. And then, yeah, I had expectations, you know. And those expectations were not according to the Lord, which was a problem because decisions that I made were based on that expectation. They're all based on those expectations. I can either have expectations that are gonna give you a tough time when you're in your life. As you get results, guess what? You are depressed. As you get that, guess what? You are depressed. Or you can have expectations that build your life, you know, like Jesus. Jesus had expectations that built his life. He had expectations that didn't just build his own life, they built his disciples' lives. I mean, imagine getting impacted by Jesus himself. I would be like, yo, guess what today happened? I got touched by Jesus. He showed me how to love. It's so amazing. Now, I was going to be on another hype there, on another level. Now, that's what is supposed to happen to all of us, you know. But basically, expectations will rewind that one. I know that was too much. But what I'm saying is expectations will determine where your life is going to be. Most of your life, wherever it is right now. In fact, the funny thing is, where your life is right now is based on the expectation that you had. You had a specific expectation. And guess what? As a result of that expectation, your life is where it is right now. Which is interesting. Very interesting. So, expectation. What do you expect out of life? What do you expect? What are you expecting? Which is going to change your life, you know? Or are you expecting something else that is not going to change your life? Or you just want to cruise and all the stuff and look cool and be cool? Because you don't want to get challenged and take responsibility, and you don't want to have expectations. People who have expectations, they dream, you know, which is interesting because dreams are the language of God. Yeah, I'm glad you got that right. But expectations, like I said, we're still speaking about expectations, and your expectations will determine a lot of things about your life, where you're gonna be, and yeah, how it's going to be awesome. So don't go anywhere, né? Like I said though, we are coming back for more, and until that time's happening, right now what we are going to do is go for a short break. Yeah, I know, like my voice changed, my accent, and it was like, okay, Mr. Nash, what are you doing, and all those stuff. But we're still on the topic expectations. What are your expectations? So this next session, it's gonna be interesting, and don't go anywhere. Stay tuned in. We're giving you something that's amazing because you need to take a break and relax, and we'll be back in about one song and an extra something spicy. Instead of saying in a minute or something else, and then I end up shooting myself. But we'll be back after this track and something spicy, so don't go anywhere.
Yes, sir. Gabby Gittle.
Never leave the crib alone, cause I keep one in my car and I got two at home. They different kinds, but they do the same thing. Double S, double barrel, bang, bang. So I'm out here facing dragons, I ain't out my mind, bang, bang. They coming for my soul, so we bet that time, bang, bang. Them lies, they trying to kill me if you don't believe me. I don't care, I can't take it easy. I'm flipping a page, I'm trigger happy, you're clipping the gauge. Clicking and hitting the stage, hit you with truth, he's in every phrase. He cut me deep, I'm diving in, diving in. When I ride, I catch it.
Manolo. I'm out here going post-up. My partners think I lost it. My mama think I'm loco. I keep my shooter close though. You know it's fully automatic. Shoot you straight, man. That do do you plenty damage. I got enemies, I can't see them all, but they lurking. I flip that page on them, my trigger finger stay working. I got plenty ammo, got old and new, they both testify. My lord, and ain't nobody playing with you, gon' mess around and come testify. And I ain't gotta say no more. Mama kick, kick, bang, and the thing gon' blow. Yeah, letters like a red dot on your door. Yep, 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 yep. All y'all gon' wanna dance with a backseat. That's me with a clip full of black ink. I'ma hit y'all with it till I split y'all with it. Man down, had a bad week.
I'm a dummy. Sometimes it ain't even funny. Them lies are sicker than poison. Why the truth that it's sweeter than honey? And we know that he got us. He was with us, came black as Ibaka. When them lies out of lockers, his word is my weapon. It's going baruch.
Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business.
From mobile sales
and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call RapidTrade on 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
Holla back, yeah, holla back. I know you enjoyed that. Boom, it was awesome. Yeah, I know you guys enjoyed that track and the extra spicy stuff that we gave you, which is so amazing. At least you're keeping up to date, you know, you got the latest stuff happening in your mind. And yeah, you like Mr. Nash, yeah, today it's so awesome, and I am so loving the show. Yeah, so we're still speaking about expectation and yeah, how it impacts your life. And don't forget, it's still the Psalm series, yeah, Psalm series. But we got other verses as long as you know they're also supporting them. We got other verses alongside the Psalms itself, verses supporting them. Now, expectations, like I said, they are connected to the heart, and it's actually interesting because also your mind is there and you're gonna confess what you expect. So if you are expecting a Mercedes, guess what? You're gonna be talking about Mercedes. You're gonna be like, I received that Mercedes, man. If you're expecting a BM, you'll be like, I received a BM. If you are expecting a iPhone X, you're gonna be like, I received that iPhone. Yeah, it's like so amazing. Ooh, it's like so mine. Or if it's a Samsung Galaxy X, I almost said X. In fact, I said X. But what I wanted to say is S. I'm sorry. So if it's a Samsung Galaxy S8, you'll be like, I received that phone, man. I received it. If it's a gamer's laptop, you'll be like, I received it. You know why? Because you're expecting it. Which is funny. Like, for example, let's take a birthday. A person that celebrates his or her birthday, and the reason why I'm saying that is because there's some people that don't celebrate birthdays, you know, based on their religion or culture or tradition or whatever that, yeah, their reason is. So if it's an atheist, whatever the reason is, yeah, does not celebrate their birthday. But now those who do celebrate their birthday, because I'm one of them, if you do that, you would always expect gifts, which is the same position I will also be in. I'll be expecting gifts. Now, expectations you know, when they're connected to God, it's actually interesting because the following verse applies to you. So Romans chapter 10 verse 10, this is what it says. For it is by our faith that we are put right with God. It is by our confession that we are saved. Boom! Now, you know what's funny? Yes, you have faith. You got an expectation, you know. And something that's awesome and amazing is from your expectation, the type of life that you live will be determined on how you believe, basically. So if you're in a position where you're like, okay, I got faith, guess what's going to happen? You will need to confess, you know, with your mouth. And guess what? Believe in your heart that you do. And support it with your actions as well. Then you can be in a position where you actually say, yes, what I just said is true. Very, very true. So try it out. Do not leave it behind. But what I'm saying is your expectations will determine where you're going to be in life. So if you're in a person, forgive me for that. But if you're in a position where you know I got faith, guess what you need to do? You need to always declare that faith. You know, you always need to confess. Because it is from confessing with your mouth that you are saved, which is interesting. So you can't just, you know, like, say I'm a Christian and then your life is like really the opposite. And you only say that on Saturdays or Sundays. And then you think, I am saved. No, you are deceiving yourself. Your expectations are not going to get you to heaven. But we all want to go to heaven. In fact, no one wants to stay behind. No one wants to be left behind. You don't want to be in a position where you are left behind here on earth. Because you have an expectation. Now looking at it. Perfect example. Every single person has an expectation to live forever. Boom. I know. I brought it close to home. It's like so amazing. It's close to home. But right there, expectations. You're expecting to live forever. And the funny thing is, while you're in your human body, you're expecting that. So you are already assigned. Okay, not you, but the body was assigned to die and you already expecting it to live forever. Okay, I understand. At least, you know, you're like, I'm expecting to live until I am 60, you know, and my beard is white because I'm expecting it to be white. And I got like 10 people, you know, in, like I said, you know. I know you like, okay, calm down, man. Like, well, what's going on, man? What are you saying, man? But what I'm trying to say is your expectations will determine where you'll be in life. And you gotta make sure that you line up your expectations in the right direction. So you gotta make sure that your expectations are lined up to the word, which is the word of God. Now that's what I'm trying to say, and that is basically our main focus. What are your expectations and what are they connected to? Because whatever that they're connected to and what they are, they will determine where you're gonna be in life and how you're gonna live your life. So take an example, myself. So I'm gonna take you guys back to history. So I hope you guys are ready to go back to history. Now, let's go back to history. Not the year. Because now you guys are going to know how old I am because of the story that I'm going to tell you guys and all the stuff. Never mind that part. So we go back to my primary years. So, okay, let's take it to grade one. Which is my primary years. So from grade 1 to grade 3, I had expectations, but I wasn't aware of them. You know, I wasn't conscious. That was the perfect word to use for it. So had expectations, but I wasn't conscious to them. I wasn't conscious to all of my expectations. And as a result, I lived my life. You know, I lived it however, which was interesting. Then from grade 4 to basically now, but to grade 7, that's when I started having expectations while I'm conscious of them. And I'm like, okay, this is the expectation that I have, and this is what I need to do to make it. And then what is interesting, which is really my main focus, is from grade 8 to 12. Now, from grade 8 to 12, take grade 8 and 9. I had interesting expectations because those expectations were corrupt and chaotic expectations. And guess what? As a result, I got what I was expecting. But I wasn't expecting it to be that worse. You know, I got to a position where I almost ended up in jail. Now, that was an expectation, you know, to look cool and all those stuff. And then I got the consequences of that expectation. Now, something that you guys would love to ignore is the consequences of your expectations. Now, that was me also. I was ignoring it. But I got it. And then from grade 10 to grade... okay, not, I don't want to say grade 12. But from grade 10 to now, my expectations changed. And as a result, guess where I am? I am speaking to you behind the mic on in the radio station where Christ music is hot music. But those were all expectations that I had that changed. You know, the changed expectations from grade 10 up to now are the ones that led me to be here. Now, they're also the ones that are leading me in terms of where I want to be with my relationship with God, because I'm in a position where I'm like, I know I'm supposed to be here and I'm supposed to be led by God. I'm supposed to have a relationship with God. And as a result, guess what? My expectations are to be closer to God, which is interesting because everything that I do, I'm doing it with that expectation of I want to be close to God and what do I need to do to improve this. So, your expectations, what are they and where are they taking you? That is the question. What are your expectations and where are they taking you? So be mindful of that and be aware of that. And make sure they don't end up taking you to somewhere where you're not supposed to be. Yeah. Hope you got that. Yeah. So it has been an awesome show, an amazing show. And this session has been an awesome session. Yeah. Of guidance and everything that's good. And I hope you guys actually got a lot of things that you can actually get out of the show. I mean, every single show you get interesting stuff. So I hope from this show you got a lot of things concerning your expectations, what they are and where are they leading you. And I hope that in the near future you're able to say, Mr. Nash, guess what? Remember that show that you did on expectations? And then I'm like, yeah, it actually changed my life. And look where I am because of that show, because of you. So that's what we want to hear. That's what we want from you guys, which is the audience. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you guys loved it. And I can't wait to see you guys next week. I know. I see you with my words. Yeah. So as we see with the words and we hear with the eyes. So yeah, you gotta know there's levels to everything. I see with my ears and I hear with my eyes and yeah, stuff like that. So let's just leave it there. Yeah, you know, here on the number one station, Active FM. So this is Mr. Nash, DJ Nave, signing out, telling you that I'm going to see you next week. And don't forget to catch us on our platforms. You go to Facebook / Active FM 777, Instagram @ Active FM 777, iTunes. We're going to get it. Yeah, like we are there. So go get the stuff there on iTunes as well. And then the website itself is www.activefm.co.za. I was thinking I said 4 W's. I'm like, okay, www in my head. So I was thinking that. And also, lastly, you know, basically last but not least. Yeah. So the last thing, don't forget to catch us also on Twitter @ ActiveFM777. So I'm going to see you guys next week, Friday, same time, same place, here on the number one station, which is Active FM, you know, not Active, so just mind that one, it's going to the Dave and Nash dictionary, but here on Active FM, where Crash Music is, hot music. Don't forget to catch the other shows as well. See you guys next week. Peace.
Yeah. You may encounter many defeats, but you are not to be defeated. Black is beautiful, beauty is black. Our blemish is apparent, but the beauty intact. United by the journey that we're so familiar with. Sports, music, struggle, it's all in the black experience. From Martin and Coretta, Malcolm and Betty. We've learned from brave heroes, the burden is heavy. You could feel our passion all in our demeanor. I'm talking Queen Latifah to Queen Serena. Game set, matching them on the court. Ali became a world leader all through a sport. To not speak up is a crime. Swallow LeBron and them wore I Can't Breathe shirts in the layup line. Different names, but all one and the same. I bet your AI was bumping Tupac pregame. Steph Curry told me he bumping D1, no lie. He throw them threes up high and so do I. One love, none above, none beneath you. When Jim Brown touchdown, he's still scoring points for his people. Love yourself, respect everyone. It's for Trayvon, Tamir Rice, we repping for our fallen son. You can't stop us, so please don't try. We fall down, we might stumble, but still we ride. I'm trying to blow like the beautiful horns of Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Cannonball Adderley, rocking stages. Narrating our journey each time that I speak, and spread the truth wider than Dizzy Gillespie's cheeks. Ooh. Our culture can never be deleted. Understand one thing, we are the undefeated. Yeah, D1, the undefeated. Be real, be righteous, and be relevant. You hear me?
You, yo, that's four many words to make you comfortable. Won't be like the five people before that said bye, bye, bye. You was just in the river of tears. They made you cry, cry, cry. You made me skip the seventh swan, swimming in the pond. Outside the church we went, then got gone. 8 days of honeymoon, we were wrong. Well, it's 9 a.m., my buzzer just went off. Looks like I dreamt 10 minutes too long.